This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
It is National Signing Day, and joining us now to talk about it, courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline, that will be Marcus Fuller. He is joining us here from the Minnesota Star Tribune. And I saw, Marcus, your story a little bit earlier today, and I said, man, we got to get Marcus back on the show about the different recruits and basketball signings. First off, man, you're doing a fabulous job with Strip Varsity. How you been?
Hey, thank you very much for having me. No, I appreciate that. Yeah, the transition has been fun. Obviously, I did a lot of recruiting when I was covering the Gophers, so I know a lot of the local kids. But I'm telling you, I started off with football this year and then volleyball in the fall. Obviously, the state tournament's coming up. And there's so many great players at all levels that are going on to all levels. And it's just amazing to see, especially just finishing the volleyball tournament and coming up here for the football state tournament. There's so many kids going Division One, but also to all levels, and they're so talented. So it's fun to cover them.
Hey, before we get to the basketball signings from earlier today, what is maybe your favorite part about covering prep sports?
You know what? It's just it's the relationships that I'm building. Some obviously I already had, and some I'm strengthening. But just the new relationships with coaches, players, parents. My kids are in high school right now, so I'm around it a lot with them, but it's a different capacity, as a dad. But just to cover them, weekly basis, I do rankings, which is tough, when you talk to coaches and you obviously
that's really
move
tough.
Them up and down in the rankings, but they appreciate the coverage. And so, like I said, so do the players and the parents. And that's definitely what I got when I went to the volleyball tournament, and definitely the football coaches that I've talked to throughout the season, whether they win or lose, they appreciate the coverage. And I think that's what's lost a lot of times when you get to the higher levels, college and professional. It's become such a business, even in the college with NIL and such. So, yep. And then, obviously coaches getting fired and hired. But, I love the high school level. I've always had, even when I played and after I played, and now that I'm covering it again, it's been fun.
So let's start with, how would you rate this year's class with regards to the signing of talent? Do you think that this is a deep class? Do you think it's kind of top heavy? How do you view this this year's basketball signing class?
Well, on the boys' side, I think the top players we've kind of known for a long time. Christian Wiggins, Nolan Anderson, Cedric Tomes, Jaden Moore. Those guys have been at the top for a while. I think the biggest surprise in the class happened today with Jaden Moore, going to North Dakota. Hopkins kid, who's just been an amazing, incredible, exciting, electric player since he was in the eighth grade playing varsity, maybe seventh. He'll correct me on that, his dad will. But, I think the fact that, he's going to North Dakota might surprise people. But if you see what North Dakota's done recently, getting Anthony Smith, third He has a freshman. He's doing really well there right now from Hopkins, Jaden Moore's teammate. And then they got a couple twins, the Curtis twins, you know, from the cities, and they're doing well as freshmen. So I think it's just a pipeline that's continued there. And then with Christian Wiggins, regarded as the number one player going to Iowa State, you know, he's been a solid player for Wayzata for a long time. Talked to their coach today, Brian Schnettler, and, you know, they're excited for Nolan Anderson going to the Gophers. You know, he's someone that I think has gone on the radar the past year or so, you know, leading and helping lead them to the state championship with Wiggins. He's 6'8" now. I think he's grown an inch since the state tournament, and great shooter. But Cedric Combs, you know, this is a kid that, you know, East Ridge is a team that's been competitive for a long time here, but it just hasn't gotten over the hump to get to state. But they always produce, I feel like, you know, high major players from back with Ben Carlson, Kendall Brown in the NBA, you know. So Cedric Combs just kind of following that pipeline, but going to the Gophers. And I think, you know, with his size, people want to doubt him, but he's a great shooter. He's a great competitor, played football this year, came back from injury. And I think Nico Medved is going to be excited about the two local kids that he got.
Well, and that was going to be my next question. We're talking to Marcus Phillip from the Minnesota Star Tribune here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. What do you think about the two kids going and landing with Nico Medved in the University of Minnesota today? I mean, do you look at these signings as ones that really could be the jumpstart to the makings of rebuilding the program in such a positive way?
Oh, I definitely think getting them is a huge positive. You know, it's 2 years in a row, even though the last class was Ben Johnson's class. You know, getting Isaac Asima, and then obviously, you know, Asima was the kid that came in as a freshman that played so well last year. You know, Grayson Grove didn't get to play, be redshirted, but and he's actually injured, but he's coming back tonight actually playing against Missouri. But those two kids, you know, they were definitely wanted to stay home, definitely wanted to play for the state. You know, they love being with Ben Johnson at that time, but Nico embraced them and brought them both back, and they wanted to play for the Gophers again. So I think that's huge, you know, in this day and age with the transfer portal, to get the local kids to stay because a lot of them have left over the years. And I think Nolan Anderson and Cedric Tones are kind of in that same mold, you know, with Isaac Osama and Grayson Grove, that they really value playing for the home state, wearing the maroon and gold. And both of them, I think, they might not be like surefire like starters as freshmen, you know, but I think they're going to definitely impact the program sooner than later.
One of the kids that I wanted to ask you about, because I saw him play at a tournament a couple of summers ago, and I was impressed, and he landed with St. Thomas, and I know that St. Thomas is really building something, but talk a little bit about JoJo Mitchell, man, because, you know, I know that St. Thomas just opened up a new facility. You know, their coach, I think the world of him. He's an awesome individual. But just talk a little bit about JoJo Mitchell, because he's a kid that when I saw him a couple summers ago, I was like, ooh, man, whoever lands him is landing a kid that really has some fine-tuned skills.
Yeah, I mean, as you know, Minnesota always produces, you know, underrated talent. And he's definitely underrated in the fact that I think because of his size, you know, a couple years ago, people, you know, underestimated him. You know, he was probably about 5'11", 6 feet. But now he's a good, you know, 6'1", 6'2". And he's really got strength and athleticism. But this guy could always score. You know, I mean, he played for D1 Minnesota. He played for Sizzle recently, and just like in Howard Pulley. And I think those AAU programs allowed him, especially the last couple years, to just do what he does. He reminds me a lot of like the Jaden Moore and the Anthony Smith, where these guys can score at a high level, but they're also playmakers and can get other people involved. But I think one thing that sets him apart in this class is his defense. You know, I think that's going to really help St. Thomas right away. They love to shoot the ball, and that's Johnny Tower's offense. You know, it's really exciting, one of the most efficient offenses in the country. But I think his defense at the guard position as well and physicality is going to really help the Tommies, and that new arena is going to be exciting for him to play in.
All right, so when we're done with this, I'm going to need you to text me the dates for because I love those jamborees. I typically have not been able to make them just because of one reason or another, but I know over the holidays.
You and me both.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, because we're always, like, busy, but I got a ton of vacation I'm going to be burning between now and the end of the year. So I know that you probably are locked in on some of those dates to watch some of those basketball jamborees. So I'm going to need you to kind of shoot me a couple of days so I can get it on the calendar. But I did want to ask you, in your opinion, of the names out there or the kids that you watched over the course of the last year plus, who is maybe a signing or a kid that is flying under the radar, maybe a kid that doesn't get the acknowledgments that he should or the accolades that I should be watching at some point this year?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Yeah, I mean, you
give
know,
me a sleeper.
Obviously, you want to stay with the Twin Cities guys, but if you're willing to drive a little bit, not too far.
I'll drive.
But there's a kid in Faribault, Ryan Krieger, who's 6'11", and he played with Cedric Tomes and Nolan Anderson and Christian Wiggins and those guys.
That's the kid
Minnesota.
He's going to UIC, right?
He's going to Illinois Chicago, and you know, last year he was more of a shot blocker, incredible shot blocker, not Chet Holmgren level, but this kid. I mean, he played my son at Hill Murray, and you know, he blocked everything. And I think, you know, you're going to be shocked at how much he's improved. You know, he didn't get the high major offers that he wanted, but sometimes you got to go to the mid-major level and show you can play at a high level, and then you can move up if you want to, you know. And this kid, I think, is going to be moving up. He's going to play as a freshman, in my opinion. He's added some weight. He's got moves, you know. He's not Kevin McHale at the point, but he's getting there, you know, with the moves. And so you're going to be really surprised when you see him. I know Faribault's not like a top 10, top 5 team in the state, but I give him credit for staying there. You know, a lot of kids would transfer, you know, years ago. I remember the Byron kid, Johnny Lee, transferred to Totino and helped lead him the state championship, which is fine. You know, everybody does their own thing. But yep. I think him staying with Faribault and trying to lead them the state, I give him credit for that. And I think you're going to be excited to watch him play. He's very athletic. He's going to throw down some exciting dunks, and he blocks everything. So, yeah, for sure, I would say Ryan Krieger should be on your radar. But there's a lot of kids. This is not a deep class of, like, D1, you know, high-major kids, but there's some really good players that, you know, they're probably going Division II because of the transfer portal, but some of them are even D1 talents.
I'm with you, man. Hey, Marcus, always a pleasure, my man, to chat with you on the show. I appreciate you giving me some time here on National Signing Day.
Yeah, thanks for giving a shout-out to Strip Farsi. I appreciate it, Lake.
Absolutely. That's Marcus Fuller joining us here on The Lake Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.